तपाईं एसपीएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
करिब दुई वर्ष सीमा बन्द गरेको अस्ट्रेलियाले हालै अन्तर्राष्ट्रिय विद्यार्थीहरूका लागि आफ्नो ढोका पुनः खोलेको छ। अस्ट्रेलियामा अध्ययन गरिरहेका विद्यार्थीहरूका लागि सीमा खुलेसँगै सरकारले विद्यार्थी भिजा वाहकहरूका लागि केही छुटको पनि घोषणा गरेको छ। द माइग्रेसन नामक संस्थाका अध्यागमन एजेन्ट नजीर नवाज भन्छन् कि महामारीले अन्तर्राष्ट्रिय विद्यार्थीको मानसिक स्वास्थ्य र आर्थिक पाटोमा ठूलो असर गरेको छ, जसका कारण उनीहरूको पढाइमा बाधा पुगेको छ।
Well, as you know, the pandemic started around February 2022, and many students, they got stuck overseas, and remaining, they stayed in Australia. They've been struggling to find the jobs in different states. As you know, Melbourne been in a long lockdown, and they have this snap lockdown, and it remained almost for 1.5 years or more than that. So the student couldn't find any jobs. They couldn't go to their universities. How were they supposed to pay the university fees? So they've been struggling for their studies, psychologically, away from home, homesickness.
अन्तर्राष्ट्रिय सीमा प्रतिबन्धहरूको अर्थ विद्यार्थी र अन्य अस्थायी भिजा बाहक देश छाडेपछि पुनः प्रवेश गर्न असमर्थ हुनु हो, जसका कारण धेरै मानिसका भिजाको म्याद सकिएका थिए। विद्यार्थीहरूले 31 डिसेम्बर 2022 शुल्क मिनाहाका लागि आवेदन दिन सक्छन्। अध्यागमन एजेन्ट नजीर नवाज भन्छन् कि महामारीको परिदृश्य धेरै फरक छ।
Pandemic scenario is much different, and it has much to offer because the international students, whoever is arriving in between 19 January 2022 to 19 March 2022, they are entitled to get the refund for their student visa application.
Unka anusar, 19 January 2022 deki 19 March 2022 samma Australia aune vidyarthile visa bapatko shulka firta paune chan. Eti matra hoina, vidyarthiharule padhai shuru hunu purva kaam garne adhikar pani paune chan.
Even the condition 8105 says you cannot work before the commencement of your studies, but Australia has announced this relaxation, so during this concession period the student can work even before the commencement of their studies.
Medicine ra surgery ma chin bata bachelor sakayeka Imran Khan public health padhna ka lagi halai Australia aayeka hun. Mahamari ka karan sima bandh bhaye pachi pani unle afno padhai lai March 2022 samma sareka thie.
I have done MBBS previously from China. Then I took admission in Master of Public Health in Central Queensland University, Sydney campus. Due to pandemic, I wasn't able to travel to Australia. Then I deferred my course March 2022.
इमरान पछिल्लो समय सरकारले अन्तर्राष्ट्रिय विद्यार्थीहरूलाई दिएको छुटको प्रशंसा गर्छन्।
I able to resume my study in campus, and I also experienced one thing in Australia that government has relaxed the rule of work for students before their commencement of course, which is I guess a great step by government, which allows students to work before their
महामारी अघि स्नातक भिजा सब क्लास 485 का लागि क्याम्पसमै आएर अध्ययन गरेको हुनुपर्ने नियम थियो, तर अब अस्ट्रेलिया बाहिर गरिएको अध्ययनलाई पनि मान्यता दिइने भएको छ।
Pre-pandemic, only on-campus study was considered for graduate visas, which is subclass 485. Now, online studies and on-campus studies can be considered for graduate visa and to satisfy the conditions for the graduate visa. So this is new normal.
अनलाइन पढाइको दायरा बढेसँगै पढाइ सकाएका विद्यार्थीहरूलाई स्नातक भिजा सब क्लास 485 दिन थालिएको छ।
Whoever studies bachelor's or master's by coursework was entitled to get two years visa for 485. But now Australia is offering extended 1 year on that. It means whoever studies master's program either by coursework or research work can get 3 years visa for that.
हाल विद्यार्थी भिजा वाहकहरूलाई महत्वपूर्ण क्षेत्रमा थप काम गर्नका लागि पनि अनुमति दिएको छ। यसै गरी सबै क्षेत्रका विद्यार्थी भिजा वाहकहरूलाई काम गर्ने घण्टाको अवधि पनि अस्थायी रूपमा हटाउने निर्णय गरिएको छ। नयाँ नियमलाई अप्रेल 2022 पुनरावलोकन गरिने पनि बताइएको छ। सरकारले अन्तर्राष्ट्रिय विद्यार्थीहरूलाई सहुलियत दिइरहेका बेला नाजिर भन्छन् विश्वविद्यालयहरूले पनि अन्तर्राष्ट्रिय विद्यार्थीहरूलाई फर्कन प्रोत्साहन गर्न आफ्नो शुल्क घटाउने बारे विचार गर्नु जरुरी छ।
As the Australian government is contributing and trying a lot to bring in the international students, but the universities we don't see much considerable changes in their fee. Instead, they have increased their fee. So there should be significant offering from the universities as the studies are online and they are not on campuses right now.
Step up profession ka Muzamil Rizwan Khan, Biswabidyalayaharule shulka ghatauda, antarashtriya vidyarthiharulai anya vikasit deshko tulanama Australia chhanot garna protsahan hune dharana rakhchan.
As you know, Australia is charging the fees which is higher than comparative to Canada and UK, and I believe it is not only the government should come forward, but also the universities and colleges need to lower down their tuition fees to help the international students in this difficult time.
Unka anusar chhatravritti dida vidyarthiharulai yaha aera padhna thap utsaha milcha.
Offering more scholarship and lower down the tuition fees can help the students to receive education in Australia, and they will consider Australia rather than any other developed countries. And I hope this will encourage the students from overall the world to consider Australia as the destination for higher studies.
Like, share, recommend, garnuhos. SBS Nepali Lai, Facebook ma saath dinuhos.